You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. I'm Allison Klein, and we're delighted to have Marvin Wheeler, the chair of the Open Data Center Alliance, back with us. Welcome, Marvin.
Thank you, Allison. It's good to be here. Appreciate it.
So, Marvin, you've been a frequent guest on this program and have talked about the Open Data Center Alliance as it's gone from a new organization back in October of 2010 to release of the first customer requirements for cloud computing. And today we've got you back to talk about some new usage models and some updates from the Alliance. Why don't you tell us a little bit just the history of the Alliance and why this organization is so critical to the delivery of cloud computing?
I think when we originally formed back in the fall of 2010, it was the end users who kind of banded together. I think everybody felt like we were at an inflection point and the cloud was sort of a solution out there that they all wanted to be able to partake in. So they kind of formed this alliance and began documenting, well, what is it we really need the cloud to be in order for us to go and put a large-scale investment and to accelerate our adoption of the cloud. And it was great because companies came from all sorts of geographies and all sorts of industries to be on the founding board, and then members have joined to the point now we're in the hundreds of members. The next step was to take a bunch of these companies and break into working teams so that we could attack the most important and the highest priority items that everybody agreed to. So these working teams consist of 10 to 15 companies, and they meet regularly, and they really focus on specific areas of concern and specific areas that they want to reach out to the industry and say, this is what we need, this is what we want the cloud to be. And then the last phase was really pulling in the OEMs, the solution providers. So these would be people that have hardware, software, and other types of solutions like that, who typically these members buy from. It's been resounding of how the solution providers, people like Citrix, Dell, EMC, Parallels, Red Hat, VMware, have all jumped in and begun actively participating and providing solutions to the request from this user organization. They actually seem to like the idea of getting a kind of a single voice from a large group of people as to what direction they should take.
Tell us about the new publications that the group is coming out with. Are these enhancements to existing usage models or new usage models altogether?
I think, I would call it a combo. There's a couple new wrinkles to it, and some of the things that were originally defined have got more specificity to it. They've had more time to really dig in and get things refined and actually get to the point where, they're very usable. When we first had the first usage models out, got a lot of feedback from members, from the solution providers, and others in the industry. And I think that everybody is getting very excited about how usable these usage models are becoming.
How does this relate to the broader mission of the Open Data Center Alliance? Can we expect future publications from you guys? Anything else on the horizon that the audience should know about?
I think that, when you go on the website, when you look at things, I mean, if you look at it every 30 days, there's new things there. There's enhancements to the existing usage models. There's more solution providers providing solutions that are now documented and so on. And there's more members all the time. So what's interesting is that as the membership continues to grow, the perspectives continue to grow with it, both from geography expansion as well as different industries and things like that that are coming on board. In the beginning, there was a large focus on, I will call it broadly, the compute side of the cloud. Now we're seeing a whole lot of data center type companies coming on board that are looking to how to take all this optimized compute and make sure that the core infrastructure of the data centers are optimized for the smallest carbon footprint and renewable energies and all that. So we're just seeing the scope of it expand accordingly, such that it becomes, a very all-encompassing look at, what it's going to take for accelerated cloud adoption.
The Open Data Center Alliance announced a summit in June. The conference will focus on not just the Open Data Center Alliance's work, but also best practices in cloud computing and the collaborations with a number of standards bodies. Why do an event? There's a lot of cloud events. Why do an event, and why did we choose to move forward with June in New York?
One is one of the most important aspects of the ODCA growth is the collaboration with all these other industry organizations, most of which are targeted at a specific area within the cloud. And so collaboration with the ODCA kind of helps tie all those together. But in terms of the event, we've had an overwhelming request from the members to be able to get together and collaborate with each other. I mean, they're spread across the globe, and everybody wants to be able to network and really talk about what they're doing in their own companies with each other with regards to these usage models. So we kind of looked at it as a couple different goals. One is to allow the members to interact and really network and get a lot of value out of being members of the team. The other is that it's an opportunity for companies that have not joined yet to be able to network and find out more about the Open Data Center Alliance and potentially join themselves. Thirdly, it's a chance for the solution providers to have an opportunity to show people firsthand there in various booths or demonstration centers and be able to let people see firsthand how the different solution providers are working.
Where can our listeners find out more about the Alliance and how to get involved?
The best way is on the website. It's opendatacenteralliance.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the program. It's always a delight to have you on, and we'll have you on again in the near future.
Well, thank you, Allison. I appreciate it.